This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine appealed Thursday for its Western allies to send tanks to help Ukrainian forces battle a Russian military that it said had a substantially quantitative advantage in troops, weapons, and military equipment. In a joint statement, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba and Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov expressed gratitude toward 50 countries that already helped strengthen Ukraine's defenses. As if in response, Britain's Defense Minister Ben Wallace, speaking in Estonia Thursday, outlined Britain's latest package of military support for Ukraine.
Beginning of this week, I announced to Parliament that we will send a squadron of Challenger 2 main battle tanks to Ukraine. We will send at least three batteries of AS-90 155 long-range deep-fire artillery. We will send a number of armored vehicles, including the Bulldog, which is a variant of the old 432 armored personnel carrier, thousands of rounds of ammunition, and today I can say we're also going to send another 600 Brimstone missiles into theatre, which will be incredibly important in helping Ukraine dominate the battlefield.
Wallace was in Estonia for a meeting with other European defense ministers Thursday and said unity against Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine remains strong.
The President Putin is banking on us getting bored this year. He's wrong. We will plan for this year and next year and the year after and beyond.
The countdown toward a possible U.S. government default and or shutdown has begun, and frictions between U.S. President Joe Biden and Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are raising alarms about whether the U.S. can sidestep a potential economic crisis. The U.S. Treasury Department projects the federal government Thursday will reach its legal borrowing capacity. This is VOA News. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who became a global icon on the left, said she is leaving office after 5 years in office. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Today I'm announcing that I will not be seeking re-election and that my term as Prime Minister will conclude no later than the 7th.
Fighting back the tears, Ardern said that the role required having a reserve to face the unexpected.
I know what this job takes, and I know that I no longer have enough in the tank to do it justice.
Her announcement came as a shock throughout the nation of 5 million people. Ardern was praised around the world for her handling of the nation's worst ever mass shooting and the early stages of the coronavirus pandemic. But she was facing mounting political pressures at home and a level of vitriol from some that hadn't been experienced by previous New Zealand leaders. I'm Karen Chamas.
As the COVID-19 pandemic enters its fourth year, the United States is grappling with a new subvariant of COVID-19 called XBB.1.5. The VOA's Laurel Bowman reports.
It's been 3 years since the coronavirus emerged from Wuhan, China, spread across the globe, and then evolved through many mutations and variants. Despite decent herd immunity and strong vaccination rates in the U.S., a highly contagious subvariant, XBB.1.5, is keeping medical researchers alert. Dr. David Dowdy is an epidemiologist with the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.
It is one that has really taken hold here in the U.S. and is now estimated to cause about 40% of all of COVID-19 cases.
Experts think the coronavirus is milder than past variants, but they warn that people and healthcare systems must keep vigilant. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Workers in many French cities took to the streets Thursday to reject proposed pension changes that would push back the retirement age. The day of nationwide strikes and protests is seen as a big test for President Emmanuel Macron. Demonstrations gathered thousands of people in cities across the country as strikes severely disrupted transportation, schools, and other public services. Under new proposed rules, French workers would have to work longer before receiving a pension, with the nominal retirement age rising from 62 to 64. The government has long life expectancy. The country has long life expectancy, and everyone receives a state pension. Macron's government says the reform is the only way to keep the system solvent. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.